Let's play a fun little game called Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Now, Kelly, this is the game where we just toss three stories your way.
Yep.
All you have to do is determine whether the awkwardness happened because the person was a little kid or a drunk adult.
Easy concept.
Easy concept.
Yes.
In theory. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. First one.
I got caught undressing a Miss Piggy doll and then drawing nipples on her.
You know what Miss Piggy is missing?
Nipples.
It's not anatomically correct.
Nipples.
I feel like it could be something an innocent little kid would do. And
sure.
Just be like, you know what? This doesn't look right. Something's
right.
Missing. But I feel like that's the obvious answer.
Little kid is an obvious answer?
Obvious answer.
So you're going to go with the obvious or the not obvious?
I'm going with drunk adult.
Drunk adult. All right.
I was a little kid.
Dang it! It was the obvious answer!
It was the obvious answer.
I was spending the night over at my buddy's house. When no one was looking, I decided to undress his sister's Miss Piggy doll.
Okay.
And I drew nipples on it.
Awesome.
And I
drew
nipples on it.
Now it's anatomically correct.
His sister walked in on me doing it, and, needless to say, they never let me spend the night there ever again.
No!
Wow.
If your friend is going to...
She drew nipples.
Is going to mark all over our dolls. She has no place here.
All right, understood.
All right,
I'm 0-1.
0-1. 0-1. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I passed out in my neighbor's treehouse and had to have the fire department rescue me.
Okay, that has to be a drunk adult, right? That's a drunk adult. That's a drunk adult. If you're passing out.
I mean,
could
that could
be
because I'm tired.
Kid.
Yeah.
This is a drunk adult.
I mean, as a kid, I've fallen asleep in as an adult also,
you've
I've fallen asleep in many different places.
Yes. So I'm going with drunk adult.
All right, you're saying drunk adult?
Yes.
Okay.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. I got hammered and crawled up in my neighbor's treehouse.
Okay.
That looks fun.
I ended up passing out, but didn't remember ever climbing up there. So when I woke up, I was so confused. I was scared. I guess I broke the ladder when I first climbed into the treehouse. The fire department was called.
Oh!
They got me down.
Oh, no.
And then I was quickly arrested by the police.
What?
For, like, trespassing?
For what?
Oh, wow.
Like, that escalated quickly.
We got arrested?
Yeah, like, couldn't your neighbors have just said, oh, hey, that's Shelly.
Shelly's drunk again in the treehouse.
Drunk again in the treehouse. Maybe they didn't know who she was.
Maybe.
And so they called the police. Yeah. They called the police initially.
Okay. Maybe the rest of the story is, and then it all got sorted out.
That's, I'm sure, what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just a misunderstanding.
It was fine.
Misunderstanding. Okay, you
right.
Are, what are you,
I'm even.
One? Yeah, you're even.
I'm one and one.
By the way, the people playing along on Instagram, 0-2.
Oh.
Shelby, I see you.
All right.
0-2.
Okay. These are tough. It's a tough game.
All right, last one.
Yes.
Little kid, drunk adult. We finally get to get introduced to.
This is Luke's.
Luke? Lucas?
Maybe.
Luke? All right. What's going on?
This is Luke's. I ran into a barbed wire fence chasing a rabbit.
You can hear the instant regret in his voice.
It's the way he just said.
I ran into a barbed wire chasing a
rabbit.
Is he drunk now?
Luke, are you from Bullitt County?
You know what? I feel like that's a little kid thing to do.
Little kid?
Yeah, I want to pet the rabbit.
Yeah.
Chase it.
Yeah.
Try to pet the rabbit.
Sure.
Rabbits are very fuzzy.
Rabbits are fuzzy.
Look friendly.
And they're fast.
And they are fast. Maybe it's a little kid.
All right. So you're the same little kid. All right.
I have a feeling I'm dead wrong on this, though.
So, yeah. I was a little kid.
Oh! Yes!
There it is.
I was waiting to be sucker punched.
Little kid. Little kid. Yep. You got it right.
Okay.
And we were going to meet a couple girls, and decided to chase a rabbit, and I ran into the fence, but yeah, thanks, bud.
Girls, but then I was chasing a rabbit.
And like, wait, squirrel.
What happened?
What is the rest of the story?
Did they meet Luke? The girls? Did you need medical attention?
Buddy, the way you tell a story is priceless. Don't ever change. Don't ever change. Sound like you're out of breath.
We're left with so many questions still. What happened?
Okay, all right, there you go. Hey, you redeemed yourself, 2-for-1, two out of three ain't bad.
Okay, but now I'm mad because I don't know what else happened.
Can we just listen to Luke one more time?
This is Luke's, I ran into a barbed wire fence chasing a rabbit. So, yeah, I was a little kid, and we were going to meet a couple girls, and decided to chase a rabbit, and I ran into the fence, but yeah, thanks, bud.
Okay, did you need medical attention? Did you meet the girls?
Yeah, I mean, and that's
what happened to the rabbit?
He like Forrest Gumped us, and that was about it.
Yeah, that was it.
That's all I have to say about that. All right, there you go, little kid, drunken doll. We want it. We need more stories.
Magical stories like that.
Yes.
But, you know, I need to know a little bit more of the ending, though. Give us
Or leave us hanging.
Reveal the answer.
Luke, you're a mystery.
Finish the story. BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
Oh, that's so good. All right, thank you there. Coming up, TBT on the way on 99.7 DJX.